Hello, this is Susan Smith Nash, and you're listening to Thoughts on e-learning. Let's talk a little bit today about college credit by exam. You may be interested. Obtaining credit through exam is a great way to earn college credit quickly, save money and time, and avoid demotivating yourself by being stuck in courses where you're repeating material you already know. You may not believe it, but there are people who have earned entire degrees through college credit by exam programs. While getting an entire degree via exam is not very practical for most people, it does give you an idea of the vast array of exams that are available and the potential. The cost of credit by exam can vary widely. It can range from $60 for CLEP to significantly more for others, depending on the test and where it is administered. Be wary of exam preparation courses and services. DSST offers officially endorsed exam preparation courses, which could be probably effective. The prices start at $169 per course. However, it is clear that by reading the cautionary notes, there are numerous entities, some legitimate and not, that claim to be able to prepare you to take an exam. Be careful. Keep in mind that taking a CLEP test is not something that should be taken lightly, even though it is tempting to go in and wing it just to see how you'll do. This is often the case in the military, where it's not very easy to get the exam preparation materials and not convenient to lug around a stack of heavy, bulky textbooks. If you really want to pass the test, you will need to study. But how can one study for a test? There are numerous study tip websites and guides. Many are absolutely outstanding, including the one prepared by Thomas Edison. Sometimes it's easiest to boil it down to a simple acronym, MAP. M, make mental file cabinets. As you read, start looking for the key terms and key concepts. These will be memory triggers for and also organizing principles for your mind. Be sure to think of causal relationships as well and be able to discuss the concepts you are encountering. A, active reading. As you read, think about how the details relate to the main concepts. Make a list of main concepts and keep them at your side. Jot them down in the textbook, too. Do not let yourself be distracted by inconsequential details or sidebar stories. Remember, they are examples, but they are not the actual main issues. Plan and practice. Buy appropriate study materials and budget sufficient time to study in a setting that allows for good focus and concentration. Plan for the exam by simulating the test environment. Let yourself become more anxious and develop strategies for dealing with test anxiety as well as time constraints. The more you practice and plan, the more confident you will be. Here is a preliminary list of exam providers and their offerings. I'm not going to go through and read all of these, but basically they have to do with CLEP and DSST, which used to be called Dante's, and Excelsior tests, and Thomas Edison tests. So if you go to the website, you'll be able to see a quite extensive list with all the different courses that are offered and also links to getting information and signing up. So I hope this has been helpful. This is Susan Smith Nash, and you're listening to some thoughts on e-learning. Good luck taking your tests.